What are common types of unfair contract terms?
Unfair contract term legislation came into law in November, nearly 2 years ago now, and it was quite groundbreaking legislation because in the past this sort of legislation had only affected business-to-consumer contracts, but now this law affects business-to-business contracts. And the sort of contractual terms that could be deemed unfair are things like a capacity for the big business or the ATO or government. Well, actually, government aren't covered by this legislation, interestingly, but big business to unilaterally change prices or other terms without the agreement of the other party, the capacity to unilaterally terminate a contract, even if somebody hasn't done anything wrong, to say, oops, we're going to terminate now. Automatic rollover clauses. So that's when the contract will automatically roll over unless you give a very long period of notice. In some of these contracts, it'll say it'll unilaterally roll over unless you tell us 12 months before the contract's due to for termination. And, of course, no one ever remembers. Liquidated damages clauses, what that means is if you leave a contract early, you will be up for significant charges. And the other one is a contract term which limits the liability of the big company. And I'll give you an example of a bank clause that we've seen, which fundamentally says, if any of our staff give you wrong information and you act on that, we are not liable, which is obviously not reasonable.
What kind of penalties are there for companies that use unfair contract terms?
Herein lies the problem. That currently, the legislation is really, really light on in this area. In fact, there are no penalties. What happens if a clause is found to be unfair, and it has to be found to be unfair by a court, then the clause is deemed to be null and void. So the clause sort of fundamentally drops out of the contract, but there are no financial or no penalties. And the unfair contract term legislation is due to be reviewed this November, 2 years after it came into being. The ACCC, ASIC and us are working closely together to ensure that in that review, the new, or there are amendments to unfair contract terms which puts in place significant penalties for companies that have unfair contract terms in their contracts and have made no effort to fix them.
What kind of penalties are you hoping to go after?
Well, look, they need to be penalties that matter to companies. And so you really need the penalty to be a bit commensurate with the size of the company. Recently, the ACCC has got significant increases in their capacity to levy penalties for big companies that don't comply with consumer law. And they can be up to 10% of turnover, which can be huge for the bigger companies. Now, we're not suggesting anything like that, but it needs to be enough to make big companies take notice that this sort of behaviour is simply not reasonable. We've had companies say to us, well, look, yeah, those clauses might be unfair, but take us to court and prove it. Now, quite seriously, that's not a reasonable approach. And if there was significant penalties for non-compliance, I believe that that approach would change and companies would ensure that their contracts didn't have these clauses in them.
Are there any issues with holding companies that use these types of terms accountable?
Well, look, at the moment, no. The problem is the only way you can really force companies into complying is to take them to court. Now, regularly, companies come to the party. So we deal with lots of unfair contract term complaints, and usually writing stroppy letters on government letterhead makes them realise that it's a really, really good idea to change their contracts. So most companies comply, and I know ACCC has got a range of enforceable undertakings with companies that have said, okay, you know, we agree, the game's up, we'll change our contracts. But there are a range of other companies that haven't done that. We recently did a survey of fintechs, the online lenders, and 50% of them didn't comply. So had contracts that would not comply with unfair contract term legislation. I think in certain circumstances they didn't understand, and in others they were just taking the risk that no one would take them to court.
We've been discussing how these unfair contracts have been affecting businesses, especially small businesses, but what effect do they have on the customers going into shop at these small businesses?
Look, you know, if a small business is being, you know, to use a colloquial term, screwed, in other words, that a big business is taking advantage of them, then at the end of the day, it's the customer that suffers. This is a major cost to a small business. Then, you know, there's only two things to do. One is to absorb that, and regularly small businesses do that. But that sometimes means they go out of business totally, so they're not there for their customers. Or alternatively, they have to pass on extra costs to their consumers. Getting unfair contract terms right, a more level playing field between the big guys and the small to medium businesses in Australia is in everybody's best interest. Important to remember that where job growth is happening in Australia is in small to medium businesses. That's where jobs are happening, it's where growth's happening, and it's important that wherever possible we can deliver as close to a level playing field as possible for these businesses so they can grow and grow employment and grow the economy and grow wages. And unfair contract term legislation is an important part of that.